This is Update Nerd Style. My name is Benjamin David. Welcome to our first official update, Nerd Style. Again, my name is Benjamin David. You might know me from my other podcast, Above and Batman Beyond, a pretty shway podcast devoted entirely to Batman Beyond. I'm also a writer, voice actor, among other shit that I've been learning. So I wanted to, for our first update, talk about our format. And then after I talk about the format, the second segment, so what's cool about this Anchor app that I'm recording on, number one, I just put it up to my ear and it starts recording. You can't get more convenient than that. But number two, it's cool because it is perfect for this update idea that I had for a podcast. So Anchor breaks it into 5-minute segments. So I thought for the first 5 minutes, since this is the very first update for this feed, I'd explain the format a bit and talk about all the fun shit that we're going to talk about. So on these short 5 to 10 to 15 minute nerdy updates, it's not just going to be me, and that's what's awesome about this. I am going to team up with Brandon, Blake, and Mag from the Steady Geekin' podcast, and we're going to do our best to give you 2 or 3 of these short, fun-sized, digestible updates for the nerdy world around us. If you haven't heard the Steady Geekin' podcast, that's Geekin' without a G at the end. They are an awesome podcast. I've been doing episodes with them. We did a crossover episode, so they were on my podcast, Above and Batman Beyond. I was on their podcast, and we have become friends. I am going to meet up with them at Hudson Valley Comic Con. So just to jump right into the shameless plugs, if you want to find us there. Both of our shows are going to, we're going to do live shows from the Hudson Valley Comic Con. But yeah, I've become friends with these guys over the past 2 months and it's been a blast. So I thought I wanted to do something else with my, I had this other podcast feed called Geek News General and I wasn't doing much with it because I've been focusing on a new video version of the Above and Batman Beyond podcast. So I wanted to focus my efforts on that. Make sure I could get out a consistent show as best quality as I can every other week for Beyond Friday. And actually, I'm recording this on Friday, so I'm excited to post my new episode. Got one interviewing Dan Jurgens, the writer of Batman Beyond Rebirth comics. He's got a Booster Gold movie coming out, and also the timing worked out fucking perfectly because he also is the author and did some art on Action Comics 1000. This is the comic series in which Superman was born and the superhero as we know it all came out of number one, and I got to interview the guy on Monday that is doing 1000, so that was amazing. This guy also wrote The Death of Superman, created Doomsday, again, Booster Gold, big deal in DC Comics, so that was awesome having him on. But yeah, anyway, so, you know, we're gonna keep doing these updates, and, oh, sorry, back to the Geek News General podcast. I, you know, it kind of wasn't going anywhere and I wanted to, but I did want to get back into it and I wanted to do it in a way where it's like, all right, how can I not devote tons of time to it, but still get out some consistent stuff? One of the things I always loved about the NPR app back in the day, before I even knew what a podcast was, you could get these short 5, 10, 15 minute updates on these audio files that you could manipulate and, you know, play back and go back 15 seconds, 30 seconds. It was amazing to me and I loved it so much. And again, this was before I even knew what a podcast was. It was like 2010, 2011. Excuse me. So I wanted to start doing that, but for our world, for our interests, our being, again, nerdy stuff. So from there, let's hit topics. I'm thinking pop culture, which will include TV, movies, comics, comedy. Also behind the scenes of making all that stuff as well. I've been doing some TV and filmmaking and I'm learning it and I write. So you'll get some behind the scenes stuff of me doing that stuff. Also, science. There's a lot of interesting shit going on with Elon Musk is a huge inspiration to me. SpaceX and Tesla and all the cool stuff that's going on there. But anything else in science, history of science, whatever, science is cool and nerdy. Gaming, we got 2 gamers who want to contribute, Mag from the Steady Geekin' podcast, as well as my friend Owen, who has been on our old podcast, Geek News General, to talk about Injustice, so he's kind of like a gamer slash DC expert. And then finally, philosophy. I was a philosophy major, and our other contributor, Brandon from Steady Geekin', loves philosophy as well, so he also might contribute to that. And also Mag wanted to do sports, so geek out on some sports. So now that you know the format, what you're looking at when, looking at what you're listening to, you check into one of these updates, that's what you're going to get. All right, so we did topics, I told you how it's going to work. So now what I'm going to do is give you a sample of what one of these updates will sound like. One of the great things about, once again, this Anchor app, we can do conference stuff, we can have more than one of us come on, but I thought for time, you know, to save time, one of the main, as I was saying before, kind of driving forces behind doing these updates is to save time and to be able to put a podcast out there without, you know, all the hosts having to organize a time when everybody sits down. Getting people together is one of the hardest things to do, right? So we're going to do these individually. Every once in a while, though, like I said, we can conference in. But for the most part, I thought it'd be fun to have different people kind of contribute, and you'll get these individual updates from our different specialties. So today, I am going to do one, and it's going to be about Troma. So I volunteer, I observe at Troma Entertainment. Troma Entertainment is the studio responsible for The Toxic Avenger, Sergeant Kabuki Man, NYPD, numerous other 80s B-movie classic icon heroes. So I volunteer there once a week. I met Lloyd Kaufman at Comic-Con in October and was fangirling the hell out when I met him. Got his card a month later. I emailed them about getting an internship there, and a month later, I had an internship. I volunteer there. I observe once a week. I get to drive into the greatest city in the world and learn how to make movies and TV and fun, weird videos and all kinds of shit for Troma Entertainment with Lloyd Kaufman in the office, with Michael Herz, his business partner. You know, Lloyd's the president. I think he's vice president. These are the guys that made so much cool shit when I was a kid, including the Toxic Crusader cartoon. So that's been a blast and an honor, and I've really been learning stuff. It's been so cool. I've been doing that since December. It's now April, so, you know, going on 5-6 months there. And so I thought today I would do for my first update here, I would verbalize one of my Troma journals. So I've been journaling going up there because anybody listening, even if you aren't a writer, if you get an opportunity to do cool shit like this, write down your experiences. Sometimes my Troma journals are literally just bullet points, but I just don't want to forget the cool stuff that happened. So I can't go into details on a lot of things. If anyone from Troma's listening, they're like, no, don't give us away. I'm not giving away anything confidential. I don't want to give any inside dirt, nothing like that. It's just cool, kind of almost from the fan perspective. Oh my God, look at the cool shit that I get to see and experience. And also, it's about me too. It's a bit introspective of just how I'm developing as a filmmaker, as someone who is aspiring to do the shit that I've loved since I was a kid. So I thought that'd be cool to document that as well. And then when hopefully I get a lot better at this, I can listen to these and go, oh my God, you're such an amateur. And then you have stories to tell, guys, and that's what podcasting is all about. So, one of the things that I've been working on with Troma recently, and I was there yesterday. Again, I get to go once a week, so today's Friday. I was there yesterday on Thursday, and I have been doing voiceover for a Make Your Own Damn Movie masterclass. So, the masterclasses that you might know of, like Scorsese did one, Judd Apatow did one, Helen Mirren of all people did one, and it's these super successful people in pop culture, in film, in TV mostly, but even like Steve Martin did one for comedy. They just get these legends to do these master classes. They're video online courses to learn how to do these things, and Lloyd is doing one now. I don't know if it's through the official master class, like same video series, but he's done these make your own damn movie projects, be it books or other videos that he's made. And it's telling people to just, you know, get off your ass and just make your own damn movie. But it's how-to stuff and motivation to just, if you want to do it, just do it. So I am doing, hopefully my voiceover is going to end up on the final product of one of the videos that they're doing, the intro video to this Make Your Own Damn Movie Masterclass. And I am super excited. I'm really hoping that it does end up on there. If not, it's just really great to get the experience of how this stuff works. How, you know, when you do voiceover and you need to speed up at certain spots and, you know, what to massage here, what be it the video, the audio. And then I'm going to do ADR, which is, you know, you go back and you do the audio again based on the cleanups and edits that you talked about. And it's just really cool to learn all this stuff about the trade. Wanted to do voiceover my whole life. Now I'm doing it. So another detail about yesterday that kind of brings it into the moral of the story, if you will. Not that there'll be a moral for every one of these updates, but usually the trauma journals, I learn something pretty important every time I go. And it took 2.5 fucking hours to get there from Asbury Park. It normally takes me 1.5 hours. It was raining. I don't get paid for this. And this is the devil on my shoulder talking right now. It's the only reason I have this tone. Because the moral of the story is this. Don't take shit for granted. When you get to volunteer in the midst of legends like Lloyd Kaufman, when you get to work with a bunch of the people in this office who are brilliant and so good at their jobs, and see a real film production company in the works, it's basically free film school. Now, you could say, I'm not getting paid for the time, or yes, it costs $60 to get to the city and back, and gas, and the time, and I could be working and doing other stuff, and I'm 33 years old, and why are you doing this, blah, blah, blah. But this is how this industry works. So my advice to anyone in this industry, you've probably heard this before, whether you're in film school or not, you're at some point going to have to do work for free that will at some point aggregate to other work. And if you don't believe me, just being able to say that I've done stuff for Troma has gotten me 3 paid gigs since then. So I've only been there like going on 6 months, and I've already gotten 3 paid gigs, one of which is for this guy at a local production company here in Asbury Park that has won 2 Emmys at this past round, and I think he won Emmys before that. So it's not, you know, it's not nothing to say that you interned somewhere and it will get you work, but you also have to put yourself out there. And that's the other thing about not taking it for granted. If you are doing stuff at places like this, internships or just anything where you're learning a lot of stuff, film school, whatever it is, you got to also put yourself out there. Like this guy, we were literally just having beers at the bar and I overheard him. I'd never met him before. His name's Adam Worth. And he was talking to his friend. He was a friend of a friend about his production company. And I just kind of butted in the conversation. I was like, hey, I heard you talking about production company. What's that all about? I'm volunteering at Troma right now. I'm interning at Troma. And he's like, oh, Troma, I know Troma. And I said, I'd be really interested in working on a set. He said, we need a sound guy next week. Boom. You know, but again, you got to put yourself out there, and this isn't the business to go into just to make money anyway. That, like, if you're in this for the money, just do something else, because it's all about creativity and that kind of stuff anyway. But, you know, you got to pay your bills and shit like that. Understand that, yes, you will have to put in your dues, and even if you are 33, I think it's worth it, because now I'm finally starting to actually get paid for doing the shit that I love. So another thing when I was at the office of Troma that I thought was worth noting to, again, remind me to not take things for granted, to not feel spoiled by these opportunities to be among such filmmakers and brilliant people at work and, you know, a production company, were the fan letters. So I was sorting through stuff that had been autographed by Lloyd Kaufman, and people had sent it. There was this one person who sent in stuff from Finland. There were people who sent in stuff from all over the world. And it was just like, oh, this is why I do this shit. This company is not only just well-known, but awesome. Like, I love this shit as a kid and as an adult growing up, as a young adult growing up, I should say. So, you know, it's just easy to take stuff for granted. Once again, don't do it. Troma Also, another task that I did is Troma is also a distribution company. So they're not just a film production company, but they're also a distribution company. So I worked on doing helping out with acquisitions. So that means that if Lloyd Kaufman or someone in the company has their eye on a movie and they would like to acquire it and it doesn't have distribution, we do that. So I was looking at filmmakers and other distribution companies to make sure they weren't distributing films. So that was really cool to learn about how films are acquired and get distribution. Finally, I helped give a tour to this guy, Matt, who is really cool. He's going to start volunteering there as well. He builds guitars down the street in Queens and came in and wanted to get a tour. So he and I are going to start actually playing music together as well. Can't wait for that. And those are my Troma journals. So you can find our stuff at comicbookintl.com, and that's where these episodes will be posted, and I'm sure other places as well, but you'll definitely find them there. That is my website. Again, my name is Benjamin David, so I'm the managing editor of comicbookintl.com. You can also find me on Instagram at Benjamin of David, at Batman Beyond Podcast on Instagram, and batmanbeyondpodcast.com. Don't forget everybody else at the Steady Geekin' Podcast. You got Brandon, Blake, and Mag over there. You can find their stuff at @steady_geekin'. And yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed update nerd style. I don't have an ending yet, so I'm going to make this a lot smoother. But again, I wanted to keep each one of the segments as close to 5 minutes as possible. I thought it automatically broke into 5 minutes, but once again, I'm learning the app still. But yeah, 5, 10, 15 minutes tops. And again, I hope you enjoy these updates. More to come.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.